Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the EFES Podcast. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to subscribe to the show on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Thank you all for joining us again for the EFES Nation Podcast. This is episode number 23. Man, it's hard to believe we got 22 in the books already, but I'm excited, as I say every week, but especially this week, that we have a very special guest on with us for episode 23. We got Josh Sullivan out in Alabama. Josh, thanks for jumping on and spending some time with us.
Yeah, so happy to be here. Thank you so much for the invite, and I love being a part of the EFES Nation.
Yeah, man, this is going to be a fun one. We're introducing you to the EFES Nation audience, those that listen in with us each and every week. You absolutely killed it when we had you on the national call. I've had so many people reach out that had a chance to listen to that within EFES Nation. Obviously, there were a ton of people who were so kind of taken aback by the message and that you brought. It's the authenticity of the message was really just it rang true, and there were so many people that you were able to kind of shed some light and help with your story and your message. So we want to do a little bit of that today. Tell our audience a little bit about you, share with them, kind of give them an introduction to you, and the message in itself for all you listening in. I'm going to tell you now, if you are in the life insurance market, if you're selling life insurance and you haven't made that jump yet, you haven't done the holistic cross sell, or maybe even you're struggling a little bit, maybe you're on an island, whatever the issue that you're struggling with today, I'm going to tell you now, not to put the pressure on Josh, but you're going to be able to take some nuggets away from today's call, because Josh is an elite level producer in this industry. He's also a heck of a mentor. He's somebody who's starting to work with agents and really pour into them, which I'm excited about. He's got a servant leadership mentality, which we appreciate really and we marvel at. But Josh, I want to start at the genesis of the whole situation here with your career. Tell us a little bit about, when did you get started and how did you get started in this awesome industry?
Oh yeah, so actually, I've only been in the industry for about 2 years. I'm actually in the middle of taking all of my continued educations right now just so I could stay up to date on everything. So that's a lot of fun. So that's our first go round in this. But got into it about 2 years ago. I was a pastor at a church for 17 years. And I loved doing that. But I just got introduced to this world of going, man, this is just another way that we can still serve people and help people. And man, what a wonderful opportunity it's been. So I've been doing it for 2 years, jumped into the Medicare piece of that in November of 2023. And so that's been a new journey. But you're right, man, the holistic approach. I know you just teased it a little bit there, but man, it's been amazing for me.
You've absolutely been killing it. And, you know, it's weird to see or say, it's not weird to see, it's weird to say, but it's such a great industry where, you know, we're able to make a great living by truly helping somebody else. Yes. And you can't say that about every occupation out there, but the ability to make a lot of money by helping a lot of people is awesome. I want to talk about you in the beginning of your career. I know it's still young, you're still learning, which is amazing based off the amount of production you do, but when you first got going in the business, what were your big struggles? What did you feel like was holding you back? Or what did you struggle with initially?
Yeah, so I actually started with a different IMO and before I came over to EFES. And while I was there was really no training that was there. There was some initial training, but once you started, you know, it kind of got hands off there pretty quick. There was really no mentorship. There also was not a steady lead plan or a production plan as far as going, this is how you can continuously see people. I remember, I think it was you who said this on one of our morning calls, which I love our morning calls, but it was like, hey, if you're wherever one of those industries where they were like, well, we just got to talk to your family and talk to your friends. Well, that's not an actual business strategy. Because sooner or later, you're going to run out of family, you're going to run out of friends. And I was like, my goodness, that's so true. So what is an actual business strategy? And so one of the biggest hurdles that I was in was that there wasn't an actual strategy that was in place. And that's why I loved what we were hearing whenever I was making the jump over into EFES was, you guys actually have a plan. There is an actual strategy of this is how we can continuously help people. And man, that's been really, really great. But that was the, so mentorship was missing for me. And then actually having a strategy. I had no background in insurance. I had no idea what to do. I needed somebody to help me that was just a little bit farther ahead, but also a system that was proven and that was working. And that's what I found. And, you know, the biggest thing for me, somebody asked me the other day, they go, well, if you found success, well, why do you think you have found that success? And I go, oh, because I found a system that works and I don't try to reinvent the wheel. Why would I try to do that whenever there's a system that's working really, really well? So to sum it up real quick, mentorship was lacking and a business plan was lacking. And that's what I found whenever I stepped in with Ephes.
That's awesome to hear. I want to just, for everybody listening in, I appreciate the kind words, but I will use a phrase that my dad used to tell me when I would complain about not hitting the ball as far as I wanted to in baseball or something. He would always say, hey, buddy, it's the Indian, not the arrow. You know, so as much as I appreciate Josh and the kind words about the plan, he's on point. You got to have a business plan. You got to have a strategy. It's also incumbent upon the individual that made the decision to get into the business to really go all in. And Josh, that's what you've done. I mean, last year, just really getting going last year with us, you know, over 230,000 in life production. And as you mentioned, just getting into the Medicare in November, you know, I marvel at what you're doing on this year. It looks like you're on pace. You're going to do over 350 in life sales plus. And then the Medicare, I mean, goodness gracious, you're already at like 80 Medicare sales already, and it's March. So I'm not a mathematician, but that's putting you on a heck of a pace. I want to jump into the holistic approach because for somebody that's been in the business only 2 years, you've really been able to absorb a lot of knowledge. And to your credit, a tremendous amount of credit, you've been able to put the teachings and a lot of that information into action. What do you attribute that to? I know it's more than the system. As you as an individual, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, what has allowed you to just take that maturation process and just go so quick?
Well, I think you said it there, and I think it was very, very important. The piece that you shared there was actually going all in. You know, last year when we were just starting, I was still working my other job last year. Last year I worked on average about 2 days a week because I had another job, and I was all in with that job. That's just the way I feel like you're supposed to do this. And I was like, man, I don't feel like I can do both of these things and be all in on both. And so everything I do is always birthed from my faith towards whatever that is. Okay. And so I was like, I just dove all into this and said, I want to help people the very best way that I can. The life insurance piece was really, really great for us last year. And I learned so much. And one of the best things that I learned was like learning through some failures, learning through some successes, having a safe place to fall, having the conversations on being able to learn through all of that. You know, it's somebody who was willing to tell me the hard things. Hey, you didn't do that correctly, or you should just, you know, tweak this, or have you thought about it this way? And having that other person there helped a lot. But that's part of being all in. If you can only hear the good things that people tell you about yourself, then you're never going to grow. If you actually want to grow in anything in life, you have to be willing to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. And in the beginning, for me, there was some bad, there was some ugly. And I would tell you today, 2 years later on the life insurance side of things, there's still some bad and ugly. But man, I'm doing everything that I can to learn, to grow, and to be better. And then as far as the Medicare side of things go, man, it's the same thing. But I'll tell you, the holistic approach to this of being able to walk into a home and go, I'm not looking for anything from you. This is what I want for you. That is how I live my life. That is a core conviction and a core value that I have and who I am. And so whenever, I think whenever you can walk into any situation, any home, any individual, then what's going to happen when you do that is you're going to make people feel like they're the end, where most people are used to feeling like the means to an end. And so that's the reason why I think, Jace, you and I get along so well, is because you have that same heart. Is you're not the means to the end for us. You truly are the end. We want to help you. We want to serve you. That's the servant heart, the servant approach of going, no, when we come in here, it's not about, I know I keep saying this and I said it on the national call, I'll say it again, but it's not what we want from you. It's what we want for you. We want the best care when it comes to health. We want the best protection when it comes to your family, and we're going to be there from the beginning, and we're going to be there at the end. I can't tell you that's the best part of this, is knowing that we truly care about that.
It's amazing to take what you said and reference back, like to be in an industry where you can legitimately help somebody. There's no better feeling than somebody's in, has no insurance at all. They have no coverage. They're going to have to pass the hat around for the funeral. But you to be kind of be able to come in and help champion the success for that family, to be able to celebrate a life instead of go through the rigmarole of trying to figure out how to financially support it. It's gratifying. It is selfishly gratifying to help somebody else. I think it's one of the few times it's okay to be selfish, is when it's selfishly gratifying to help someone else. But you know, you've done a phenomenal job, as we've mentioned, you know, jumping in, elevating your sales. You've done a phenomenal job on the life side as well as the Medicare side. This year, for those listening in, you know, you're on pace to hit over 320 Medicare enrollments this year. What does that equate to for all of our audience that's listening in? That equates to, you know, almost a six-figure residual income. And I'm almost your first year in this. Absolutely massive. So I'm fired up for you there. And where you're going is the sky is literally the limit. So I'm fired up for you. And then also, I want to talk about the holistic approach. I want to kind of dive in a little bit more on the holistic approach, because there's a lot of people who listen in who struggle with, I don't want to get involved in Medicare. I'm a life agent only. There's too many moving parts. You know, the old phrase of Medicare is the hardest to learn and easiest to do, whereas final expense is the easiest to learn and the hardest to do because you're selling. I'd love to get your feedback and your thoughts on, you know, really how simple, or how have we simplified the Medicare sales side of it for someone to jump into and get going in. So with what you just said, Josh, you know, one of the cool things is I use the word selfishly. Normally it wouldn't really fit, but it is really cool selfishly to be able to help somebody. It's gratifying to help someone else make a great living, as we alluded to earlier. And as I was mentioning, I want to make sure I'm redundant on this point. The way you've progressed over the 2 years since getting into the business is nothing but insane. This year, over 300,000 in life production, but then also you're on pace to do over 300 plus Medicare plans. You know, for those listening in, that's going to result in essentially almost a six-figure residual within almost 12 months of getting involved. So I want to really drive and drill down a little bit on this holistic approach, because there's a lot of people who sell a lot of life insurance. They're in the life insurance field. They haven't diversified yet. They're kind of a one-trick pony, and I'm not chastising them for it. But the reason they haven't taken that step to get going with that holistic approach and help in more ways than one is because of the fear of failure. There's too much to learn. There's too many moving parts. As the old phrase goes in our industry, Medicare is the hardest to learn, easiest to do. Life insurance is the easiest to learn, hardest to do. For you, that maturation process, let's break it down for you in the simplification. We don't have to get the mechanics of Medicare, but how were you able to imbibe and just roll so quickly with the Medicare integration into your business with life?
Yeah, so I love that I have Medicare in the bag now, okay? And that when I say I have it in my bag, I don't mean like I have it all down 100%. That would be the far truth. I'm very much still learning it, and I'm still very much a student. I go, but when you have that in your bag, whenever you know that you can walk in and you can help people with that, what that does is man, there's so many people who are confused about Medicare. There are so many people who anything, like they're just going, well, this is just what I have because this is what somebody told me or I called somebody and this is what they did. So they don't actually understand the Medicare approach. They don't understand what Medicare is. For any agents who aren't doing Medicare, I would tell you that it is something that you have to learn, but it's not something for you to be afraid of. It is going to blow the roof off of your business. I tell people all the time, I go, Medicare is the cheat code. I walk into every home, and if they're of Medicare age, man, we treat every, so we have leads here, you know, and I treat every lead the same. If it was a Medicare lead, if it was a life lead, I picked up a nail in my tire yesterday and had to go and stop at a tire store and get my tire fixed. While I was sitting there, guess what I did? I talked to somebody about their life insurance and their Medicare and set up an appointment for 2 days later because they were going, I am absolutely confused. Can you please help me? And I go, of course we can. Absolutely. This is what we can do. And so we just talk to everybody about the same things. We want to talk about your benefits. You have Medicare benefits as a person who is entitled to Medicare. Let's just make sure you're getting the most out of that. And let's talk through it. And then not only that, when you're doing this, and this is what I tell people all the time, I go, more than United Healthcare, more than Humana, more than Prosperity on the life side, or American Amicable, more than anything, you are the prize. Like, and when I say this, that sounds so arrogant, man. I promise you that's not what I mean. But I go, I'm going to be before this is over, I'm going to create so much value in our relationship because I'm going to help you. And if the best plan is with United Healthcare right now, we're going to keep you there. We're going to do that. And as these benefits change, or as your health changes, or as things in your family change, guess what? We're going to be right there along the way. So the maturation part of it, to me, Chase, it's actually the learning of that everybody in our lives that we come in contact with, they're changing just like we're changing. Every day, it's just a little different. And so what we're really in getting invited to in the process with someone else, with their Medicare, with their life insurance, is, hey, we're going to be a part of that change with you. And we're going to make sure we're creating value that no matter what you run into, if it's cancer down the road, hey, we're here for you. We're here for you. If it's loss, we're here for you. If it's a change in your income status, guess what? We're here for you. And so that's really been the more than anything, like I don't walk into any home and just go, oh, I'm flipping you today. You're going to get me and I'm going to take care of you. And I'm going to be a part of this journey with you. And people asked me, they said, well, how in the world do you think you're going to be able to do that with 300 Medicare apps? And I go, well, the 300 people is a lot of people, but not every person is going through all of this at the same time. And life happens to people incrementally with most people. And sometimes there's big jumps. And so we're going to be there for those incrementals and we're going to be there for the big jumps. But either way about it, we get to be there. And so more than anything else, man, I hope that makes sense if it doesn't come off arrogant, because I promise you that's not what I mean.
No, not at all. It comes off just as, you know, in my time of getting to know you, it comes off, the word that continues to just pop up is just authentic, genuine. The way that you handle your clients, I've never been in a house with you. I've been in a house with some of our guys, but I've never been in a house with you, but I just feel that level of grace, that humble approach that you bring to each person. And there's no wonder why you close so many deals, because when you're telling them, hey, I'm going to be there for you, they believe it and they know it because they feel it. It's no surprise. And also, for those of you listening in, if you're struggling with converting sales, you may be struggling with your authenticity level. You know, if you've got commission breath and you're in a home, maybe you're behind the gun a little bit. Maybe financially this has just been tough on you getting into this industry because you don't have the training, the mentoring, as Josh mentioned. Commission breath, we radiate we radiate an energy when we're in a home. And like Josh was saying, even, you know, getting his tire fixed yesterday, sitting there talking to somebody at the tire shop, you know, people can pick up on body language, how you, not just what you say, but how you present yourself. And it's not about what you wear. It's not about your watch or your car. But, you know, are you smiling when you talk to people? Are you somebody who's, you know, got that frown on their face because you don't feel like getting up and knocking on a door? So if you're an agent out there, to Josh's point, and one of those things that if we put a hidden camera out there and followed him around today, you'd probably see him walking up, probably got a smile on his face. He's definitely not going to be scowling knowing him. But his body language is, I'm there to help. And so that's powerful, man. I appreciate that. And I don't want to beat a dead horse on the holistic approach, even though it is extremely powerful. But I do want you to be able to kind of throw out there, Josh, as we've kind of been poking and prodding you with some questions here. You know, is there a message that as we kind of come with a parting shot here and keeping this podcast, you know, fairly brief with our first introduction to you with the audience, any words of wisdom you want to throw out there to those that are listening in right now? Like what can I do to get better? You mentioned the having a system, having targets to be able to go after, in an industry that, you know, a lot of companies just throw you contracts and say, go figure it out. Any words of wisdom you'd like to throw out there to the listeners that are on with it?
Yeah, so I would say this to anybody who's new into this: having the system, having the mentors, having an actual business plan that you're not having to reinvent the wheel is amazing. But whenever you can find people, the best people in my life are not just the people who are willing to share their successes, but they're also willing to share their failures. When you can find people that will share that with you and say, oh man, this is exactly how I ran my head right into a wall. You shouldn't do that. Now what you have is there's a lot of people who want to tell you what to do, but they don't want to actually help you learn. But that's actually how you learn. Pain is a wonderful teacher. And if you can learn through someone else's pain, you're going to have plenty of pain on your own, and no matter what you're doing in life. But if you can learn from somebody else's pain, then you've really just pushed fast forward on your life when it comes to success. And that's what has been a really, really great thing for me, is not just people sharing their successes, because it's great to see when other people, I celebrate when other people make sales, but what's been really great is going, hey, this is how I've messed up. So that would be the first thing. And then the second thing I would tell you is, if you're just on the life side of this industry, you are like a one-armed boxer. You're like a one-armed boxer. And you think you're throwing your strong hand, and you're not. Whenever you can actually bring, you're about to bring the right hook in whenever you bring Medicare in, because now you're going, no, I can help you with everything. There's a reason why it's very rare that you only see a hardware store anymore, right? You can only get screws and nails and hammers here. No, man, we got your lumber, we got your your plywood, you need siding, you need shingles, you need all of these things. Oh, guess what? We're going to offer paint. We're going to do all of those things. People, whenever you bring these things together, what you've now done is you're going, no, you don't have to be in multiple places and you don't need multiple relationships. In fact, I'm going to be your guy. No, you don't need it. I'm your guy. You don't need that person that you talked to on the phone one time 4 years ago that you can't get on the phone with that carrier anymore. I'm your guy. I'm your one-stop shop. And I'm here to serve you and serve your family. So I would tell you, get into a system that works. Don't you dare be afraid of the learning curve with Medicare. It will be your right hook. You're going to be hitting folks like Iron Mike, I'm telling you. And I don't mean that like in a bad way, like now you're going to get them. No, I mean, now you're going to get to serve them. And that's going to be the thing that is ultimately going to change everything in your business, is your approach of going, okay, I've learned what I need to learn. I've been resourced. I have a system and I have a plan. I have mentors that will help me win, and they will also help me through my failures. So now I can walk into any home without having commission bread, with the heart of saying, it's not what I want from you. This is what I want for you.
That's so good. I mean, they're so good. Like, they're your nuggets for the day right there. They're your nuggets for the podcast. And it's so good. You're going to learn from your failures. If you're a former athlete listening in, you know exactly what he's talking about. If you're somebody who's picked up an instrument and learned how to play, you know what he's talking about. Any hobby, anything that you you have a passion for, you know what he's talking about. He just hits you with it right there. The success is fun to talk about, but the gold and the substance is found in the failures. And man, I don't want to knock on the door like that again, or I'm not going to say it like that. I'm going to articulate this different. That is absolute gold. And then I love the analogy about, you know, going out there one armed and in a boxing match, because, you know, the phrase that I really took to heart that I learned, I've been doing this 17 years and I just found it out a few years ago from the great Brandon Clay, is the more we serve, the more we deserve. And for those of you that are out there just getting after it and it's all about you, you're probably never going to find yourself fulfilled. You're probably always going to be chasing something that you're probably not going to find until you focus on the serving. And Josh, I just want to say thank you so much, because you've only been at it 2 years. You haven't been with us your entire career, but you make an impact on a daily basis in the group chat, within the culture. You're a big part of that with the celebrating of others. For those of you listening in, he's walking what he's talking here. He is celebrating others that succeed, and we see it every day. So I just want to say thank you so much. We appreciate you, and I look forward to being a part of your journey moving forward, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Hey, I appreciate it so much, Chase. Thank you for having me. And, man, I love being a part of the Epic Nation, because those things that you talk about that you see from me, those are the exact same things I see from you. And our Epic Nation here that we love so much. So, hey, man, thank you.
Appreciate you. Well, Epic Nation, we're going to bring Josh on sooner than later. The whole reason we do the one-on-ones is to make an introduction to a certain group of personalities. I know Holden Hassel is chomping at the bit to get on here and do a podcast with Josh. He's already mentioned it. We've got quite a few others as well that we're going to rope in with all of our rowdy friends here. So I'll throw this invitation out there to you. If you're somebody that's struggling, this isn't a recruiting pitch. It's an opportunity to maybe rectify and correct some things to help you become successful in the industry. I'm not saying we're the best fit for everybody, because we're not. But if you're struggling right now with something, you want to have a one-on-one conversation, reach out. FSNation.com. You can go to theequitagroup.com. Comment here. We're more than happy to help you get on track if we're able to in any particular area possible. So, Josh, thanks again. We'll do it again sooner than later, buddy.
Thanks for listening to the EFES podcast. For more, visit EFESnation.com and subscribe to the podcast catalog on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.